Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Yale Jarvis and Carl Jones, who wore tuxedos at the pancake dinner for the fire department Wednesday. This is the 50th year they've done so.
I see you are dressed to the nines for this event.
Started way back in the old station. Then the other station, and now the new one. That we started that way. And we also wore tuxedos in those days that I got out of a rag shop in Iowa City.
So we decided to keep the level of professionalism here as high as we could. That's the picture of Carl and I were working that we have on the wall there. That's where we started way back there. And we've been about 50 years that we were mixing at the time. And the guys that are doing the pancakes haven't improved at all. We're just doing super good. They keep getting our case and telling us how to do it. And then they give Wiener a promotion, and he's really hard to work for.
And what started the tuxedo tradition?
It's a brilliant idea of Carl's and mine to bring a level of class to the firemen. And we were mixers, so we figured we'd just try that. And like he said, we got some old tuxes, and then we threw them away afterwards, other than giving one to Wiener there. But, I mean, it's just such a special group to be able to come in and have fun, and they invited us back for, since Carl, who lives in Arizona, could make it.
And I can only imagine how dirty and covered in pancake dust your tuxedos get by the end of the day.
Well, we're much neater now because of how we've learned to do this. I mean, look at this. This is a very professional-looking guy. You know, these other guys, they need a little more training here, but we're doing the best we can. We had the same thing of trying to, when we started with the ambulance many years ago, we wanted to, rather than answering calls in jeans and a shirt, you know, that whole thing has been changed over the years. So.
And has the number of attendees grown over the years you've been doing this? Is this pretty par for the course?
Or? If you keep in mind, we started in the old fire hall. You'd have to get a picture of it. And Carl and I were there, and we had to do this mix a whole lot different. And we had to measure out milk in a 5-gallon bucket and so forth. Then there's the middle fire department, you know, that we worked up here. So this is the third fire department we're building, you know, that we've been in. And this is such a great group of guys to work with. Like I say, we come back and we have fun. Tom Beecham is the only other person that worked the very first fire hall over here.
And what is your favorite part of the day?
Associating and kibitzing with the other firemen. Because usually somebody's trying to straighten somebody out, and that's why they brought Carl in, to just settle things down.
So you've got a couple guys here training, and they're, I see, just suit jackets. They haven't quite upgraded to the tuxedo.
No, they're holding their own as best they can. They've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah.
We haven't given you a certificate to be an official mixer yet, but we'll work on that.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Yale Jarvis and Carl Jones, who wore tuxedos to help mix pancake batter at the Washington Fire Department's annual Pancake Day. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.